With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Well, today the Supreme Court will hear a case that could dramatically impact the 2024 presidential election. The High Court will consider whether states can prevent former President Trump from appearing on the ballot in November. Justices will hear arguments on the Colorado Supreme Court's ruling disqualifying Mr. Trump from appearing on that state's ballot. The Justice Department completes an investigation.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says that the special counsel investigating President Joe Biden's handling of classified documents has completed his inquiry, and a report is expected to be made soon. Garland did not detail the conclusions of the report from special counsel Robert Herr, but did say that he was committed to disclosing as much as possible once the White House completes a review of the document for potential executive privilege concerns. The years-long investigation centered on the improper retention of classified documents from Biden's time as a U.S. senator and as vice president. Sensitive records were found at his Delaware home and at a private office. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The documents were found in his open garage. Also at SRNnews.com, federal and local officials aren't taking any chances when it comes to Super Bowl security.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says there are no known threats to the Super Bowl. Mayorkas says they don't want a repeat of what happened during the AFC Championship game in Baltimore when the contest was stopped in the first quarter.
The timeout was called by security officials at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore when an unidentified drone flew over the stadium.
The air around Allegiant Stadium has been designated by the Federal Aviation Administration as a no-drone zone. TSA officers have been trained to spot human trafficking, and extra agents will be added to handle record post-game crowds. I'm Mike Hemp.
This is SRN News. A warning from a female boxer.
Kerry Williams has been fighting for years and coaches at the Olympic level, and she says men do not belong in the ring with women. Williams is slamming USA Boxing for allowing a man who is living as a woman to compete in the female category. She says when she was in training some years ago, she sparred with a 16-year-old boy and he broke one of her ribs. Williams tells Fox News, quote, "I couldn't imagine being hit by a grown man." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first Roman emperor to embrace Christianity and become its champion now has a reconstructed statue benefiting his larger-than-life role in history. Authorities in Rome have unveiled a replica of the statue that Constantine commissioned for himself around 312 AD. It stands over 42 feet tall, was modeled using 3D scans of the 9 marble body parts that remain from the original. Constantine's Edict of Milan outlawed the persecution of Christians. This is SRN News. Officials say a pair of bombings at the election offices of a political party and an independent candidate in southwest Pakistan killed over 20 people and wounded many more. Correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
People carry the wounded to ambulances in the chaotic aftermath at one of the blast locations. A spokesman for the provincial government says the first attack happened in Pashin, a district in Baluchistan province. Over a dozen were killed in the attack and the wounded transported to a nearby hospital. Later on Wednesday, another bombing at the Jamiat Ulema Islam Party election office, also in Baluchistan, killed a similar number. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the attacks, which come a day before the country opens its ballot boxes. I'm Charles Deledesma.
More details at srnnews.com.